making peace. You see it? Peace. That's all I'm going to read on that one. There's that justifying peace. That's peace with God. The next one I'm going to have you to bring up in a second is Philippians chapter 4, verse 5. We'll talk about just another. This is an example of the sanctifying peace. Now we're talking about the justifying peace, but let me talk about the sanctifying peace just for a second. Philippians 4, 5 through 7. Listen, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Next one. Be careful for nothing. Don't worry for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Go on to the next verse. And the peace of God. Here's sanctifying peace. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, is going to do what? Keep your hearts and minds. How? Through Christ Jesus. Sanctifying peace. Hey, does anybody need some sanctifying peace right now? Anybody troubled? Are you worried with what's going on in America? Are you nervous about this and nervous about that? Here's what you need. You need the peace of God. Oh, praise the Lord. I tell you, I can feel as I'm talking about it. That passes all human understanding. Drugs can't give you this peace. Alcohol won't do it. A psychologist can't give it to you. A psychiatrist can't give it to you. It comes from above. That old song, peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above, sweep over my spirit. Forever I pray, in fathomless billows of love, and it's peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Oh, praise God. Sweep over my spirit, forever I pray, in fathomless billows of love. That's what you need. Peace. God, listen, what's your problem tonight? What's your pain? What's your sickness? What's your issue? What's the problem? This is what we need. Is it finances? Is it family? Is it this? Is it that? You need this peace. And you can have it by faith. You believe it, you receive it. God gives it. It passes all understanding. It will keep your hearts. We need to be kept in this present evil world. Kept from sin. Kept from evil. Kept from corruption. Kept from false doctrine. Shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. So we're justified by faith, and we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to go back to verse 2 of chapter 5 of Romans, and I'm going to read it, and we're about done for the night. By whom also we have access. See, we have access too. By whom The whom there speaks of that process, the cross, Jesus, by whom also we have access by faith. There it is, faith, into this grace, wherein we, what? Stand. What Paul say in Ephesians 4? And having done all to stand, stand in the power of the Spirit. Put on the whole armor of God. Stand against the wiles of the devil. This is how we stand. Stand against false doctrine. Stand for the truth. Stand in the faith. This is how God holds us up and makes us strong. We stand. Wherein we stand. And said we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. See what comes with this? Rejoicing. Man, the cross of Jesus Christ, understanding what Jesus has done for justification and sanctification, it will bring rejoicing into your soul. It don't mean you're never going to have another problem. It means you're going to have some power to get through your problems. You're going to be able to stand because God is going to see to it. You trust, you use your faith, you believe on a daily basis, you yield to Him, and everything that we've read thus far, the benefits, you get them. They're yours. The Spirit of God works. Amen. Stand to your feet tonight if you would. We're going to close in prayer. I hope you've been blessed. I've been blessed tonight. I tell you, I feel it. This is good. It's going to even get gooder. Need to bring some people to church. Y'all need to come on Wednesday nights. There's people that need to hear this. Need to learn this. See, you're missing out sitting at home right here with me. You can feel it up in this sanctuary, and I hope you do feel it there. But I'm telling you, you can feel it when you're in the presence of the Lord, when you're with people. And that's why people, it's all the more reason why people need to get to church so you can learn and grow, amen, and be touched by the power of God, amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for your Spirit, for your power, for your peace that passes all understanding. And Lord, I pray that this word will be taken to the hearts of those here tonight, those watching, God, those who will watch later, Lord, those that are troubled, those that know you, Lord, that are saved, that love you, but they're not understanding what this is all about. I pray that you begin to open it up to them, that they would see nothing but Jesus. They would see nothing but Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you tonight. We praise you. We ask you to go with us as we leave here tonight. Protect us and watch over us until we come together again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you.
We hope you were blessed by the live service from Family Worship Center in Athens, Tennessee. Our weekly services are Sunday at 10:30 a.m., Sunday at 5:30 p.m., and Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. Watch us live online at www.fwc-tn.com. You can also check us out on Facebook or YouTube. Family Worship Center is located at 250 County Road 378 in Athens, Tennessee. Send all correspondence to Family Worship Center, P.O. Box 118, Athens, Tennessee 37303. For more information, you can call the church at 423-744-0774.